Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Big Paul Harrison's weight loss campaign.
You can probably hear the tightness in his voice, but it's a tough session today. He's done well, the big lad.
Yeah, I mean, he quit about 15 times like normal, and he said the F word every other minute. But yeah, he did a good session today, a lot of hard graft.
How do you explain your language when you're exercising?
Because not only is it the toughest training I've ever done, I've also got two idiots in my face all the time, and it just winds me up.
By idiots, he means gurus, of course. I've been doing a bit of literature review. There was this story caught my eye in their South Wales paper. I just want to read the headline, the intro there for us.
63-stone teen Georgia Davis is warning of obesity epidemic.
And the first couple of lines of that story?
A 63-stone teenager is an example of a potential obesity epidemic facing young people, Wales top doctor has warned. Chief Medical Officer for Wales said the case of the 19-year-old should serve as a warning after she grew so big she had to be cut from her house in Aberdare.
Okay, I'll just cut to a brief bit, a bit further down the story. She weighed 33 stone when she was just 15, but she shed half her body weight after being sent to a fat camp in America. Inspiration for you, inspiration for us all.
Inspiration, yeah, but I think I'd rather get stuck in my house, to be honest.
Bovis, can you foresee a time in the future where we maybe have to rescue him from his house using scaffolding and a crane?
Well, it's a good thing we have a key, but just because we can enter his house at will doesn't mean he can exit it. I can foresee it. I mean, I just hope that we take the Wisdoms and the De La Soul records before we have to smash half his house in.
Now, look, we have a test for you now, Paul. We've got a picture of a couple of girls, so I want you to describe what you see and describe how you think society sees it. Here's the first one.
A blonde bombshell who's bulging out of her clothing.
Bovway, how do you describe that?
Fat, out of shape, in a city sweat hog.
What do you think, mate? Would you like to attack that?
No, I don't think so.
What's wrong with her?
Well, I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but a bit on the large side for me.
Okay, ironic, I think you'd agree. Let's look at this second photo. Bovers, what do you see here?
My future wife.
Booty, what do you see in this picture here?
Bother's future wife, yeah.
What does she look like? She's in good nick, isn't she?
She's in good shape, yeah. Can I just say that if anyone thinks this is particularly sexist, it wasn't my idea. But yeah, she's in good shape.
Of these two girls, which one do you fancy the most? And if we were to bump into these two in a bar, which one do you think I'd talk to? Which one do you talk to?
Well, obviously, you'd talk to the fit one and you'd be saying to her, can you fix me up with your fat mate for Big Paul Harrison, as normal.
Absolutely. But what do we take from this little exercise here? What are we going to aim for in the future?
We're just going to aim to continue, and I'll aim for somewhere in between those two.
10 seconds left. Bob, as a quick appraisal, he's done pretty well today, has to be said.
He should be disappointed in his language, but everything else, he trained really well.